Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Come get in the morning.
Well, that's taking you back.
Yes, it is.
Oh, we have plenty of others.
Jack Bogart. KDKA.
And 50 years ago today on KDK Radio, Jack Bogart made his debut here in Pittsburgh. And when you think about it, in between us and Jack for 18 years was John Cygnus. So we're only one person away from Jack Bogart. And the number one song that day.
And honey, I miss you.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Jumping up from number 10 on the charts to number 1, knocking off Otis Redding and Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Here's Bobby Goldsboro.
On our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Jack Bogart. Jack, happy anniversary.
Thanks, you guys. Do you realize that song by Bobby Goldsboro was so sweet, diabetics couldn't listen to it?
Hey, do you happen to remember what the first song you played on this radio station was?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, your hands were full, so you might not remember that. But Jack, thinking back, and John and I were looking on this date in history, one of the most tumultuous times in our country, right after the assassination of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King.
The Tet Offensive was underway in Vietnam.
The whole war was coming unglued. The country seemed to be bursting at the seams, yet you arrived with a calming voice and maybe just at the right time in Pittsburgh.
I have absolutely no idea. You were right. The world was truly in turmoil. And, you know, that first day is just a blur. I was so overwhelmed and grateful to be here. KDKA started it all. And when I was a kid on a farm in Montana, we made a radio receiver out of a mother's oatmeal box, a bunch of copper wire and a little crystal and a rudimental headset, and we got two radio stations, WCCO in Minneapolis and KDKA in Pittsburgh. Now, can you imagine the coincidence of listening to that and then ultimately doing the morning show on this great radio station?
No, I can't imagine that coincidence, and that's pretty amazing. When you were doing the show in 1968, the radio station was still playing a lot of music, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah, we were considered to be a music radio station, but it was not the number one priority. If there was anything going on or we had anything to say, we just didn't play the music, and vice versa. So it was just a different frame of broadcast reference back then.
And you brought, and in thinking about it now, as we describe the tumultuous times, a real peace and calm in the morning, and you had a very different style than most other morning shows.
Yeah, it was stream of consciousness radio, and we just did whatever seemed to fit at the moment. And then consider the fact that, listen to all of these names that were already there when I got there. There was Ed Chauncey, Paul Long, Joe DiNardo, Bob Prince. I mean, the list went on and on. And then, Art Palin and Clark Race and Terry McGovern and, John Cygnus. I mean, the list of people on the radio station was just overwhelming. I was lucky enough to be apparently the final piece that kind of made everything fit together. But, I walked into a situation where failing was not an option.
And the ratings were the highest in the country for any local radio station in any city.
Yeah, we had a 44% share of the audience.
Jeez.
Can you imagine?
We got to great question for you right now is, back when schools were delayed, you read the schools, well, wait a minute, 50 years later, we're
still doing that.
We're still doing
it. Yes, yes. And you know something? You don't have to, because the information is available in a lot of different places.
Right.
Because everybody has a cell phone or whatever. But it's part of that personal, emotional connection to the community, so that, well, you don't have to look at radio. As long as you can hear it, you can carry it in your head. And no matter how you're dressed or what you're doing or what your obligations are, I mean, it's just different.
You know, Jack, they don't call this the 50,000-watt blowtorch for no reason. And I'm curious, back in 1968, there wasn't the saturation of broadcast stations that there certainly is today. FM was still a twinkle in the future. What kind of reaction did you get from around the country? Did you hear from people outside of this area?
Oh, I had people, you know, friends and relatives in Montana and California listening to the morning show. My wife's brother down in Oklahoma City was listening to the morning show. When we had the big conflict in the Falkland Islands down off the coast of Africa, I talked to a radio reporter from the BBC who was listening to KDKA as we talked about the war and the conflict down there. We got out to ships at sea. I mean, it was just phenomenal. It was like being in contact with the world.
And Jack, you had many opportunities to go to other places, including the big, big time in New York. What kept you in Pittsburgh?
Well, this is where we raised our family. And, you know, Joni and I and our kids absolutely fell in love with Pittsburgh for so many different reasons. Had a chance to go to Chicago, to Miami, to WABC in New York. And we just decided that we wanted to live here. The jobs would have been great, but the lifestyle and the standard of living and everything was so confusing in some of those bigger markets, we just chose to stay here.
Well, happy anniversary, partner, and it's good to still hear your voice on KDKA. And may I suggest you go to storytellerjack.com. Jack's got a lot of great stories to tell, and I think the best storyteller ever. So happy anniversary, partner.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks, Larry and John. You guys are still the best, so hang in there.
Obviously a man with great taste.
Jack Bogert,
KDKA. Still sounds good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.